Hello and welcome to another episode of the God Guys podcast. Today, we are going to look at Colossians 2:11 through 13. It reads, "When you came to Christ, you were circumcised, but not by a physical procedure. Christ performed a spiritual circumcision, the cutting away of your sinful nature. For you were buried with Christ when you were baptized, and with him you were raised to new life because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead. You were dead because of your sins and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all our sins." This passage uses the symbol of circumcision, a physical sign of God's covenant in the Old Testament, to illustrate the spiritual transformation that occurs when we turn to Christ. In the act of circumcision, the sinful nature, or body of flesh, is cut away. This signifies the believer's break from their past sinful nature upon accepting Christ. The act of baptism is similarly symbolic, representing the believer's identification with Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Just as Christ was raised from the dead, so are believers spiritually raised to a new life in him. This new life is made possible because of God's forgiveness of our sins. What does this mean for us today? It means that in accepting Christ, we are not merely turning away from sin. We are also entering into a new, transformed life. We are being spiritually circumcised and raised to life in Christ. This is not just a theoretical concept. It's a reality that should guide our daily walk with the Lord. So, the call to action today is to reflect on the significance of these symbols and what they mean for our lives. Let's consider how we can embrace this new life in our everyday interactions, decisions, and commitments. Let's strive to remember that we have been raised to new life in Christ and allow that truth to guide our actions. Thank you for joining us today on the God Guys podcast. Let this truth sink into your heart as you continue your daily walk with God. Stay blessed.